producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. So let's tee it up with my friend, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, you know what the best thing about this week is? Is that it's almost Friday.
Oh, I'm in 100% on that.
It's been a crazy week. And the president had a couple of things that you knew he was going to speak about, and he did. One was the craziness with what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. So let's talk about that first, since that's closer to home, and what he had to say about the violence and calming the fears and all that kind of stuff. Are you surprised that he reacted or not? Because everybody's been kind of waiting for that.
Yeah, I thought he would, because this thing has just escalated so much, and he you know, called for transparency, and he can't say much beyond that in the sense of this is what he thinks happened, et cetera. I mean, after all, he sent the Justice Department in there. They have to do a thorough investigation, but I think his point is to calm things down. The governor of Missouri finally kind of waded into things and went to Ferguson today, but I'll tell you what really just kind of really blew this whole thing open too were the two reporters. And Kate, I followed that, you know, to the great details and watched the tapes and listened. And it's an absolutely amazing account of two people who were reporters who absolutely did zero wrong. So if this was done to reporters, just think what could be done to people out there that don't have the, you know, the power of the media.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That is certainly the truth. Well, that's always the deal about you have to step back for a second and really assess what's going on before you know, the rush to judgment, which, you know, happens all the time, especially now. And I think part of that is because of maybe social media.
Oh, yeah, social media. And plus, also the what they're calling the militarization of the police, in the sense that there were some protesters. Now, you know, the Governor Nixon made it clear, look, if you're committing some kind of crime, we're going to go after you, but otherwise you have the right to protest. And there were a lot of people confronted by people in, you know, military gear, the rubber bullets and the whole nine yards. And I think that all escalated into something that just became an out-of-control situation. I saw today some pastors tonight actually were calling for prayers. So hopefully this will be a much more peaceful night.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, how about what the president had to say about Iraq?
You know, people, I think, were a bit relieved that the president said something, because the information coming out was starting to become so sketchy, in the sense that Chuck Hagel, Secretary of Defense, said, you know, the mission's, you know, basically over. Yet about 10 or 12 hours before that, we heard numbers of maybe 150 more soldiers into the areas. But the president came out and he said, you know, still on the table is the possibility that there'll be some strikes with, you know, missiles, and that's if Americans need to be protected. He did say that, you know, we will support, basically, we're going to support the humanitarian effort through the United Nations is what we're going to do. No more airlifts. So he really clarified, you know, where we're standing at this particular time. And the UN has made this a number one emergency priority for the people in that mountain region.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like this? You're really familiar with what things that have happened in the Middle East.
Yeah. You know, I've lived in two Middle East countries. I've been to Afghanistan, which was heartbreaking. I have to tell you, I could barely watch the clips anymore. I mean, it's brutality as we just haven't seen it in decades, and just sheer force of brutality of the ISIS people. It's terrible. I mean, everything's bad that we know of that happens in this world, bad things, but this one almost took the cake. It was pretty outrageous.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty outrageous. That's definitely one way to put it. Hey, along the same lines, politically speaking, al-Maliki decides that he's going to quit as the prime minister. Well, boy, this was a long time coming. You and I talked about that the other night. So I think he's just dug his heels and it's like, okay, fine. For 8 years I've been the prime minister. Now I'm out of here.
You know, they went on without him. He was the only one that wanted to stay. At some point, he didn't want him to stay. The court did. But he said, hey, I'm staying. And finally, they just said, okay, by the way, we're having a new vote on a new prime minister. You can do what you want. He went on TV and insinuated he's the commander in chief. He controls the army. The army twittered, no, we serve the Iraqi people. He still was continuing until finally, I think, maybe his wife nudged him and said, hey, honey, let's go home.
Yeah, so to speak. Hey, one last thing, because you and I talked about how sad it was about Robin Williams, and then today it comes out that he had Parkinson's.
Yes, you know, we had talked about Robin Williams at some 12-step recovery meetings. You know, the topic came up about it and, you know, his sobriety and things like that, and all in warm feelings, you know, for him and his struggle. This today, though, when that came out, I thought, okay, that just added a sort of another layer. I don't want to say, you know, justification for, you know, saying, well, you know, that was the sole reason that he did what he did, but it sure added another whole feeling to this, you know, of what must have been going through his mind knowing he would be facing Parkinson's.
Yeah, that's what I think. All right, Bob Ney, pleasure. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Along those lines, in talking about some of the things that we kicked around with Bob, big news about Ferguson and the fact that now police say they're going to release the name Friday of the officer who shot Michael Brown, supposedly. I read that on CNN and a couple of other places. When you call and try to get information, very little is coming out of Ferguson unless you're there on the ground. But state troopers are taking over the security in Ferguson after all of this clash going on between the police and the protesters. The governor, as we were just talking about there, decided to put the Missouri State Highway Patrol in charge because the attitudes are just that diminished, and he didn't want to take the chance that there would be an even bigger standoff. So there have been these false allegations. Remember I mentioned this, it's that people were going to find the name of the police officer, but the name that keeps coming out is not the name of the particular officer who killed Michael Brown. So now they're saying they're going to release the name of the person who shot Michael Brown. Can you imagine once that happens on Friday? So a different approach in saying forget this whole thing with the police and the standoff, because this situation has escalated. And the reason we didn't reveal the shooter's name is because of all the threats, and that's why we withheld the name. But now we're going to release the name of the cop who killed the 18-year-old, and that happens on Friday. And then you wonder there too, because now the big announcement, like it's a big announcement, we're gonna finally tell you. And my goodness, talk about, I keep using the word powder keg, and other people use the same word, but it is the best word to describe what has happened there. That Chief Thomas Jackson said that, you know, you've got smoke bombs and tear gas and rubber pellets, which is crazy, at these protesters, because they were throwing fire bombs at the cops. And there was a bunch of gunfire, too, as well. And this has been this way since Saturday, folks. Oof, since Saturday. So is this the right move to finally reveal this name or no? 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I know that emotions are raw right now in Ferguson, and there are certainly passionate differences about what has happened. There are going to be different accounts of how this tragedy occurred. There are going to be differences in terms of what needs to happen going forward. That's part of our democracy. But let's remember that we're all part of one American family. We are united in common values, and that includes belief in equality under the law.
That's the press reacting to what's happening in Ferguson. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the two journalists, too, that's an interesting story, delving a little bit deeper into that, were mentioned by Bob and how creepy that made him feel. The two journalists were Wesley Lowry of The Post, The Washington Post, and Ryan Riley from The Huffington Post. And they were arrested while they were doing work, and then they were released about an hour later. And both saying, of course, it was unnecessary, it made absolutely no sense, and that the only reason they were told they were arrested is that they were trespassing by being inside a fast food restaurant. They were inside McDonald's, and the SWAT team came in, and of course they took pictures and whatnot, and recorded some of their interaction with one of the officers inside the McDonald's, and in the video it clearly shows that he was asking about stopping videotaping, and the other reporter, Riley, wrote in a Facebook post that the police officer was in full riot gear and banged his head against the window on the way out and sarcastically apologized, but then he said, look, I'm fine, and if anyone thinks that the militarization of our police force isn't a huge issue in this country, whoo, I got a story to tell you. He said he didn't want his arrest to overshadow one of them said they didn't want it to overshadow the protest in Ferguson or the treatment of the protesters, wanting it to be about the community but that the arrest, because both, again, being arrested, what showed you what was going on there, what was happening in Ferguson. And once I think that story came out and the whole police militarization story came out and how consequential that was and how it's sort of unnoticed, and it's, is this, you know, beginning to affect press freedom, that's when all of a sudden it was that the police can't handle this anymore, or it's so tense we're not going to allow the police to handle this anymore, so we're going to turn in a different direction for the safety of everybody, which is really wild if you think about it, that you've gotten to that point where it's just that bad that you have to say, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not doing the SWAT thing. We're not doing that anymore. We're changing course here for the safety of everybody involved. When was the last time something like that happened? Usually it's an assist. This is a, no, stand down. And we'll focus in a different direction instead with security. We'll do something a little bit differently. And that's, you know, that's just how bad and out of control it's gotten. I mean, it's like you ask yourself when you look at the photos from Ferguson, and this is radio and I've described it, think of full-on riot gear, think of rubber bullets, back-and-forth shooting, tear gas, smoke bombs, craziness. It looks like a war zone. Does it look like one of our cities? No. I mean, the answer to that is it doesn't look like a city in the United States of America, and how frightening is that? Oof. I mean, terrible, terrible. A lot of you have bombarded me in the mailbox about what's happening in Ferguson, and we're going to go to the mailbox coming up here on America Tonight so that you can all hear some of the things that have been said about what's happened in that town, which is so, so close to St. Louis. But one person wrote me this. This was from Jenny, who said, Kate, it makes me so darn sad. I am proud to be an American, but to see what's happening there is just a sickening turn of events. And, you know, you can listen to this story and you can start to make assumptions, but it's, we're beyond that now. When you look and you see the lines that are being formed and all the riot gear that's on and the expressionless faces, and then back from the crowd, the shock and what they're doing and the taunting on both sides of this and just how insane this has gotten, it makes me think that I'm not in America anymore, and I am so sad for everyone involved in this. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. What can you say to that? It is a sad chapter. And we go back to the same thing. The problem becomes, what do you do when you're in a community? Okay, you have tension, you have history, fine. You have something that happens when you have Michael Brown unarmed, and then the details are starting to come out, right? But he's unarmed, he's shot, he's killed. And people use that to loot, to protest in a nasty way, to steal other people's stuff. This is not about loving this kid. This is not about highlighting injustice. It's about taking and destroying and ruining people's lives. And the excuse is because of the 18-year-old teenager who was shot. I'm saying those few bad eggs that have made this situation what it's become in Ferguson, because that's it. That wasn't the peaceful people. That wasn't the people that were upset. That wasn't the people that were trying to say, wow, this is wrong, and we need to know the name, and how could this happen here, and all those things. I mean, these are people taking advantage of a sad situation, and then, of course, making it worse, casting a bad shadow for anybody who simply wanted to show their displeasure with the way this was all being handled. Whew. And if you do want to send in your thoughts, you can certainly do that. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and you're in just like that. Trust me, we're going to talk about a couple of other things too. What's the latest in Iraq? We brushed against that a little bit there with Bob, and we'll mix in a few other things as well as we move along. But Ferguson has absolutely captured our attention, as it should be. This is here in the United States. We're not talking about another country and our involvement. We're talking about our own country and reaction to things that could happen maybe in your neighborhood or mine. Can you imagine it? I can't. I thought about that today. I live near a park. It's awesome. All kinds of people come and play frisbee or walk dogs, or grandparents are pushing carriages, or somebody's off playing tennis in the distance, or they're on the playground, and you know, it's so easy to bury your head in the sand or look away. And I think, can you imagine if this was right next door to me and I was looking out the window and this is what was happening, or I was in the middle of it? And there's people that find themselves in the middle of this, and unfortunately those that are using what happened to Michael Brown as an excuse to what I would call pickpocket their neighbors, it's just a disgrace. And that's what's made this the so-called powder keg and made it really become the situation it is. It's beyond now what happened there. It's gotten much, much bigger than that. And I can't imagine that feeling. I can't imagine that being my neighborhood. And it's too bad. I've said this a few times. Too bad there wasn't some video, that there wasn't a video of this. We didn't use the dashboard cam. They don't have them. I mean, we've seen this a couple of times now where these cameras have become now played a bigger role in documenting what the interactions are between citizens and law enforcement. And if something goes wrong, it's there on video. But that didn't happen. There is no video. They have 18 patrol cars in Ferguson. They bought a couple of dashboard cameras and two body cameras, but it hasn't even been installed because they don't have the money to cover the cost for that. Too bad they don't have some of those cameras in. So they have the equipment, don't have it installed. A dash cam and installation is about $3,000. And think about how long they've been around, since the 1980s. Since the 1980s. Because then there would have been some kind of a recording of what took place, and that would have ended some of this conversation. The exaggeration or the wrong details or whatever. Well, and here's the thing, and I said this before, the upshot is Friday, the name of the police officer will be revealed. It's an interesting fair or foul question. Hang with us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'll tell you what, there is no doubt on this show, people are paying attention, and bravo to all of you, because some of you have work schedules that are flexible, and you download the shows and pay attention to some of the things that we've been talking about. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. Here's the first one. This one is from Sean, and Sean says, Kate, I can't believe what's happening in Ferguson. It makes me so furious. To be an American in one sense, because why are we dealing with this? Why does it always become a race issue? It's just so sad. Am I being stupid and naive? I don't get it. Perhaps because I grew up in a colorblind world, when I hear some of the things that are happening, it's just sickening. And more than that, forget that side of it, it looks like a military war zone, for goodness sake. People are upset, tensions are flaring, and this is scary stuff. It is scary stuff, I agree. Thanks for the email. It's, are the police making things worse? Are the people stirring the pot more? Because every single night they come out, and then it gets nasty, and then there's tear gas. It is frightening to see them line up, though, with all of the riot gear, but what are they going to do? So you can't have the town just be ripped apart, looted, you know, the things that were happening and not do anything about it. So they got to do something about it. But, you know, here's what I wish. I wish there were police dash cams in Ferguson. I said this the first day. I said, boy, I hope they have video. Before I knew, I said, I don't know if they do, but I hope they have video. Because if they have those dash cams, this could maybe solve some of this. But, of course, there was no dash cams. All right, we got another one about Ferguson. This one comes to us from our pal Bob in Illinois, who emails frequently. Hey, Kate, it's my daily dose of reality, and that's all happening in Ferguson. I feel sorry for the family. I feel sorry for the cop's family. I feel sorry for the people who are the innocents and in the way in that town, because now they're drawn into the spotlight, and it seems like it's getting worse. Is it just the tension between the cops and the people? Is it what happened? Is it not releasing the name? Probably all of the above. I'll tell you what, it makes you really be very happy to know that you live in a much different place. It doesn't seem like the Fergusons of the world are a reality, but every once in a while we get thrown into that kind of a reality to be reminded that other people just don't have it so great. Yeah, seeing what's happening in Ferguson, it's the whole, you know, they don't have the answers. The family is trying to calm people down, but they want to know what happened to their son. But they're being really good about trying to tell people, you know what, you got to chill. The violence is not doing anything. Let's stop this. And it's a powder keg. You know, it's a powder keg. The tension has not stopped. It's still bad business. I mean, bad business in the sense for the cops, because no names released. That infuriates people. Now we're into day six, and as every day keeps going, and more, you're seeing that it's just off the rails. I mean, it's just off the rails. Imagine where it's going to be by the end of the week. All right, this one comes to us from Ricky, who says, "Hi, Kate. I have never emailed you, but I have to tell you I've listened to your show, and I love your show. I've listened to you on other networks before in the past, and I know you're a big sports fan. Did you see what Major League Baseball did? They finally got a commissioner. What do you know about him? His name is Rob Manfred." That's a great question. I'm glad you asked me that. He is the commissioner, and he's been around for a long time. He's been underneath the wing, kind of the current commissioner who's on his way out, Bud Selig, for, you know, however long. I'm going to say it was 15 years. 15 years he was an executive VP of labor relations, so imagine what that was like. He had to do the collective bargaining agreements with players in some rough times, but without any work stoppages, 2002, 2006, 2011, and, you know, there he is. He's well-liked by, I think, a lot of the players, and his experience will probably help him. Now, I was wondering if it's going to be Joe Torre, if there's going to be a different kind of name, you know, like somebody who played the game. But Manfred was the obvious choice, so I don't think anybody has any problem with that. Let's move on to this one from Jackie, who says, "Katie Kate, hey. It is nasty what's going on in Iraq, and I am so scared that we are going to put more boots on the ground. What a mistake that would be. Do you think the administration could be that stupid? I hope not. By the way, I'm a Democrat, just so everybody listening knows. You have Democrats and Republicans and independents that listen to it. That's why we love you. That weenie, Nouri al-Maliki, stepped down, even though they were trying to boot him. And I'll tell you what, that Islamic State is a frightening group. The more you read, the more you see, the more you want no parts of that, that's for sure." Oh, well, that's the sad thing. The targets, the people, and being trapped, and what's that like? You know, you saw the kid holding up the head a couple of days ago and how awful that was. So you have these humanitarian airdrops, and then you have the airstrikes that are saving the people that are stranded from starving and giving them a safe way out of the mountains, and that's what they need. Because thousands are at camps in and outside Iraq. It's just, it's wild. So al-Maliki, the prime minister, boom, just resigns. That's it. And boots on the ground, if it were full on a surge, there would be massive complaints here in the United States. I guarantee you want people picketing, protesting on a massive scale. Have that happen. Here's another one. This one from Joe, who says, Kate, you've been talking a bunch about Robin Williams, and I have to share this with you. I have a son who's in his 20s, and he suffers from depression. It's a really tough thing to deal with because I see it. It's painful. I've tried to do everything I can, and you cannot cajole. You cannot do very much, frankly, to make the person who has depression really feel any better. I guess you just have to make sure that they're getting the right kind of help. Yeah, but that's the question. You know, that's what's so tough. And you say you have a son, and boy, that's got to be tough. How do you know what the right kind of program is? How do you know what that is? As long as you're trying, because trying is the thing to do. Trying and not burying our heads in the sand, which I think it's got to be a rough thing for a parent, because you give and you give and you give, and what do? You go to a therapist. You try to find things for somebody to get involved with, and then it's tough for all the people around the depressed person. And so, for goodness sake, when it ends in a suicide, it's got to be so incredibly traumatic and just an awful thing to deal with. I mean, just an awful, the finality of that, an awful, awful thing. Okay, here's another one. This one from Brian, who says, Hello, America, tonight, Kate Delaney and the boys, Nathan and Matt. I like your daily offerings. I really, really do. I was wondering what your favorite movie of all time is, because I know you do the so-called cheap movie reviews. Do you have a favorite? And you know what? My relaxation is chillaxing to movies, because everything's about politics and news and absorbing it, and I'm excited about it and I'm involved in it. So if I'm giving myself my brain a rest, I would, movies is definitely it. So it's hard for me to pick out just one. I mean, I like The Godfather, but that's, you know, old school. I liked this new movie because my nephew dragged me to it. Guardians of the Galaxy, very clever, funny. I liked it. It was great, but it's not my favorite movie. So I would say Godfather probably is right up there. I like another movie. It's kind of a sleeper movie. It's called Michael Clayton. If you've never seen it, probably rent it for a dollar or get it in a bin somewhere for 50 cents. And he's a lawyer in this movie, but it's not so much about that. And there's some other great characters in it. And the movie is just so, so well done. And then there's a slew of others. I mean, I have a list. If you go to AmericaTonight.net and click on Facebook, it'll take you to some of the movies that I think are really great. Here's one. Here's a sleeper hit. But I don't know if it would be on my list of top tens. Remember the whole Forrest Gump thing? Oh, I thought that was so cheesy. Just the whole idea, and I resisted watching. I don't want to watch this. Oh, I like Tom Hanks, but I don't want to watch him in this role. And then I actually watched it, and I thought it was a good movie because of the eras they took you through, and then Lieutenant Dan. I mean, that character is awesome. So there were other characters also in that movie that you remember that I thought were really pretty good. And it takes you through a couple of different eras. It's like a time capsule, so I liked it. Hey, speaking of time capsules, nobody wrote me about this, but Woodstock 45. Be fun. I think there's a documentary out about Woodstock. It'd be fun to watch that, probably. All right, thanks for all of your emails. You can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Thanks for joining us as we whip around this final circle here for this hour of America Tonight. A couple of things going on that I wanted to make sure we hit up on odds and ends, and that includes the fact that, remember we were telling you almost a month ago that the National Guard was called out by the governor of Texas to get to the border, and finally those National Guard are arriving at the border. Interesting timing for that. The troops on the border saying that, you know, Perry was saying it was so critical to defend America, but certainly to help the state of Texas that in some areas is being completely overwhelmed at a cost to the people of Texas, perhaps at a cost to all of you, because Perry seems to think he'll bill the feds for this. So the first wave is there. That's the key thing. And you know where they are? The Rio Grande Valley. 1,000 troops were called up by Perry. And now you've got a bunch of guardsmen, is what they would refer to them as, who are manning an observation tower along a pretty busy road leading to the Hidalgo International Bridge in, of course, Hidalgo, Texas. This is the first batch. And they're going to be the extra eyes on the border. Suspicious activities, that kind of stuff, they're going to be able to report it. The deployment will cost about $12 million a month. That's what they're estimating. So during a visit to Camp Swift Army National Guard Training Center outside of Austin, the governor said the troops were needed to defend the area against narco-terrorism. He's a guy who is perhaps thinking about a run for the White House and says that this is what we had to do. From October to July, 63,000 unaccompanied kids were arrested after coming to the United States illegally. We know that. That's double the number from a year earlier. So here's the deal. Drugs, gangs, dead bodies, concerns over these kids that are seeking asylum coming across. The governor decided enough is enough, and so you're not going to help us in Washington. We're going to help ourselves, and you may be paying for it in the end. Somebody said to me, is that really fair that because Texas decides to go rogue, the rest of us have to pay? So that's an interesting question. If the state ends up billing the feds, who knows, will they pay for it or not? If the state pays for it, that's one thing. But should your taxpayer dollars pay for Perry's move at the border? You know, I think in one way, because of especially initially some of the things I heard, now it's a little different, but it changes every day. Every day is a different picture. You think, oh, well, look, not as many people are coming over in the cat and mouse game. And then the next day, it's a completely different thing, as was told to me by several Border Patrol agents. It's different. It's different. There's no, okay, it's Monday, and so this is going to be a heavy flow day. Or later in the week, we've been able to catch many that are coming over, and we're putting them in detention centers and whatever. It's not like that. So the guards are dressed in camouflage uniforms, and they are manning this police tower. The police chief in that city says he normally wouldn't have his department's two towers manned, but they have cameras that pan that area and record what's going on. They have a person that can recognize something suspicious and report it, and they say that's more valuable to us because we don't have the manpower to man the actual towers. But he did say it's a positive benefit and it's good to have them. And that the only way you can secure that area, you know, you can secure the river, is every 10 yards you had someone standing there, and it's impossible because that's one of those areas that's much easier to cross. And this is what Perry has seen, and this is what they've seen in New Mexico, and this is what they've seen in a couple of other areas. So I want to know ultimately how much this helps. The police chief said what I just mentioned to you, that you'd have to have someone every 10 feet. So let's see how much this ends up helping. Because I have been down to that area, I know exactly what they're talking about, and it is very different from crossing it, what you see in San Diego, going to back and forth to Tijuana, even Juarez, between El Paso, Texas, and Juarez. Although on other sides of that, it's easier to get across too. But it does become the story of, oh, who's footing this $12 million a month? And let's see how effective this is. Is this really super, super helpful? It's happened, though. It took a month. But the first wave, anyway, is there. Something mentioned briefly at the top, Robin Williams, the story now about the Parkinson's is a huge revelation. His wife, is this something that, you know, pushed him over the edge or not? And we can speculate all day long over what happened with Robin Williams. We just know it's a bloody sad story. But the Parkinson's does add a little bit of a twist to it, because can you imagine getting that diagnosis of Parkinson's, especially when you do what he does? Now, Michael J. Fox, and I said this early in the week, for some of the things that he's working on with his foundation, has done so much to raise awareness for it and has lived with it with the family, raising young kids and still pursuing his acting career and getting jobs. But it would still be an unbelievable blow, let's face it, to hear that you have Parkinson's disease. There is no cure. There is no definite cure for this. His wife says that his sobriety was intact, and he was being very brave, struggling with, you know, depression, anxiety, and this early stages of Parkinson's, which he did not want to share publicly. He wasn't ready to do it. So she's really leaning more in the direction of, if you're having problems, we hope that you know, you're facing the same battles. I hope that others seek to get the care and support they need. Michael J. Fox, remember, was diagnosed with Parkinson's really way back in the 90s and went public in 98. He tweeted something out saying, stunned to learn about Robin and PD, pretty sure his support for our foundation predated his diagnosis. A true friend, I wish him peace. So very few people knew that about Robin Williams, that this was something else that was going on in his life. He had just reentered a 12-step program after months of non-stop work. And it was supposedly to fine-tune the sobriety. And that was it. So, boy, oh boy, the week that was will include, I think, in many people's minds, what happened with Robin Williams, because it caught a lot of people off guard, and it shows you how much people cared about him, liked him, you know, etc. He was more than just some aloof movie star person who was talented. I think he touched a lot of lives, no doubt. And then finally, this last thing, if you look back on the week that was too, and heading into next week, there's no question Iraq, Iraq, Iraq. There's so much we've been focusing on in the Middle East, Israel and the Gaza Strip and Hamas and the Palestinians who died and Israel getting pounded, really with some nasty publicity here in the United States. A lot of people coming up with anti-Israel, not liking what's happening there. And, you know, then the questions about what happened to the Arab Spring and who's brokering the peace, and there's yet another ceasefire. So really everything now has flowed back to Iraq. And the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who's been in that spot for 8 years, saying, oh, yeah, I'm done. I quit. That's it. I'm done. So after he didn't want the job, then he was trying to stay in the job. He was trying to stay for a third four-year term, even though everybody was trying to push him out, because guess what? He was a power hog. And he was pursuing a pro-Shiite kind of agenda. That alienated, of course, the Sunnis. He was the other half in a different way of what had happened there before. So that's a big, big finish. Haider al-Abadi now replacing him. And is this going to be that much better, or is it just too late for Iraq? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.